Welcome to evening prayer on Wednesday, the 15th of July. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress, and my deliverer.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God for help.
He heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears.
He parted the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet.
He rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind.
He made darkness his covering round about him, dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion.
From the brightness of his presence through the clouds burst hailstones and coals of fire.
The Lord also thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire.
For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high looks of the proud.
You also shall light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright.
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust in him. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As your evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may our mercies come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever.
Amen.
The opening of your word gives light. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them.
The opening of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
I open my mouth and draw in my breath as I long for your commandments.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name.
Order my steps by your word, and let no wickedness have dominion over me.
Redeem me from earthly oppressors, so that I can keep your commandments.
Show the light of your countenance upon your servant, and teach me your statutes.
My eyes run down with streams of water, because the wicked do not keep your law.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments.
You have ordered your decrees in righteousness and in great faithfulness.
My indignation destroys me, because my adversaries forget your word.
Your word has been tried to the uttermost, and so your servant loves it.
I am small, of no reputation, yet do I not forget your commandments.
Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth.
Trouble and heaviness have taken hold upon me, yet my delight is in your commandments.
The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. O grant me understanding, and I shall live.
I call with my whole heart. Answer me, O Lord, that I may keep your statutes.
To you I call, O save me, and I shall keep your testimonies.
Early in the morning I cry to you, for in your word is my trust.
My eyes are open before the night watches, that I may meditate on your word.
Hear my voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give me life.
They draw near that in malice persecute me, who are far from your law.
You, O Lord, are near at hand, and all your commandments are true.
Long have I known of your testimonies, that you have founded them forever.
The opening of your word gives light. Lord, you are just and your commandments are eternal. Teach us to love you with all our heart and our neighbour as ourselves, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory.
Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory.
For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand.
And afterwards receive me with glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory.
Let us pray. We come to you, God, because you come to us in Jesus. We come with our faith and with our doubts. We come with our hopes and our fears. We come as we are because you invite us. And you have promised never to turn us away. Living God, breathe your spirit upon us and surround us with your love. Come close and bring us peace. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.